662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Welcoming you to another opportunity.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, once again, I always say this when I come on this broadcast, you know, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and into your automobiles through these radio waves in which, Lord, you have given us the authority and the power to administrate your love to your people. What an honor and what a privilege it is, my Father, to be able to once again to come into the homes and lives of your people, boy, and just let your love flow, Lord, through me to them. So it's an honor, Father, and I just thank you for that honor, Lord, and for allowing me once again the privilege, the awesome privilege. So I take this time now, Father, to bow before you in honor and to bow before all the people who, that you would have to hear this message today, Lord. I bow before you, and I bow before all of you in the listening audience because I know who my Father is. I know that he's a king. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a ruler. And what the king say, listen, I ain't talking about what the politicians say. What the king say, I ain't talking about any king. I'm talking about our Father in heaven. What the king say, baby, that's what goes. It ain't no parliamentary democracy or it ain't no republic in the kingdom of God, boy. It's the king. Hallelujah. The king is the government. The king is the law. And the word of the king, that's law. Hallelujah. It's different, man, in what you've been brought up and taught up in. You know, in this world system, you know, hey, listen, the people make the law. In the kingdom of God, God makes the laws. Hallelujah. And boy, let me tell you something. He's a God of laws. And boy, he has some functioning principles that he operates in his kingdom of God And eventually, what he wants more than anything else is his people to come to the knowledge. Come past the gates of thanksgiving. Come past the courts of praise. Come past the church service and the inspirational messages that you hear in the church service. Come all the way past all of that, boy, all the way glory to God and to the very presence of the Most High God. And because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, boy, let me tell you something. You can come past all of that boldly. I'm talking about not without any sense of guilt or condemnation. You can come boldly to the throne of God's grace. You know what the throne of God's grace is? Let's come on into his presence. I'm talking about come on to his courts where he's at, in the place where he's at, you know, and not just only coming on into the kingdom of heaven, but coming on all the way, man, past the kingdom of heaven, all the way up to the throne of the Most High God. What's the throne there? That's a place of authority. That's where he sits. That's in his literal presence there. Hallelujah. I told you, that's past the gates of thanksgiving. That's past our giving him thanks and giving him glory and giving him honor and praise that we do through our religious rituals and ceremonies and traditions and everything else that we have. And I'm talking about something far greater than that, mighty men and mighty women of the God. I'm talking about, boy, an invitation, man, from our Father in heaven. Do you know that our Father in heaven, from his throne, not only from his throne room, but from his throne, the place of authority, and when he sit on that throne and speak from there, baby, that word is law. And let me tell you something, what he's doing from his throne. Hallelujah. He's sitting on his throne, and he's pointing unto every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, the golden scepter of righteousness. You know what that means? Let me tell you something, boy. Back in those days, man, this is our kingdom function, man. You just can't go into the presence of the king. I don't care who you are. And unless if you got to make a request. And then when they made a request in those days, back there in those days, man, if he point unto you, the king has a scepter. That's his rod. That's his rod of authority. And if he point unto you, that golden scepter is pointing unto you, then that's the indication that you can come, man, boldly up to the king and make whatever petition that you might desire or have of him. That's the golden scepter. That God pointing unto us and every last one of us telling us that you can come boldly to the throne of God's grace. That's him pointing the golden scepter of righteousness to us, to all of us, every last one of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what the circumstance or the situation or the symptom is that we might be facing in this world that we live in. Listen, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations, boy. In this world, you're going to have some ups and downs. In this old world that we live in here, you're going to have some good days. You're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some sickness. You're going to have some hell, baby, in this old world. But let me tell you something, baby. We in this old world, but we ain't of this world. Oh, Lord, if you're under the sound of my voice and you listen to this message, boy, that's what God wants you to know, that even though, man, all the things that you might go through in this world system right here, it ain't worth to be compared to all the glory that's bestowed upon all of us. I'm going to show you that in the scripture. What you say, that I don't care what we might be going through in this world that we live in. It could be sickness. It could be poverty. It could be racism. It could be hatred. It could be all. I don't care. It don't matter what weapon that's formed against you. Hallelujah. It might seem like it's prospering, but baby, when it's all said and done, ain't no weapon formed against us gonna ever be able to prosper. Can't nothing stop, man, what the king done said. You know what the king said? Hey, you can come boldly into his presence. Listen, and not just come cowardly or feeling unworthy because of our faults and our mistakes and our weaknesses and our inabilities, you know, and our shortcomings and all of that. No, I'm talking about, boy, you need to know that you washed as white as snow. Even though your sins are like scarlet, boy, I'm talking about the love of God, boy, has washed you white as snow. The blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary, boy, over 2,000 years ago, cleansed us from all our unrighteousness, man. Gift wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life and hooked us back up to, boy, I'm talking about the connection of God and the connection of the kingdom of Him. Who is that, boy? That's the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, boy, that we lost way back in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden and lost it, that divine connection, man, to the Most High God, boy, through the power of the Holy Ghost, boy, you need to know something. That because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, boy, that connection has come back. And that connection, man, is what gives us the ability to come boldly to the throne of God's grace. And watch this here. He didn't say just come boldly. When he pointed the golden scepter of righteousness to us, and let me tell you something, there ain't no interceptors. You got to hear what I'm saying. He say, I point unto you the golden scepter of righteousness. You know what he's saying? He's saying, man, listen, boy, he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God made him to be sin. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God made him to be sin. God took my sins and your sins and the sins of the whole human race and placed it upon Jesus and took all of the righteousness that Jesus is and placed it upon us. The exchange took place on Calvary. Glory to God. What was the exchange, boy? All of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of our faults and our mistakes, boy, God put it on his son, Jesus Christ, and he bore our infirmities on the tree. And then in exchange, boy, took all of the righteousness that his son was and gave it to you and I. In other words, boy, living, he who knew no sin, God made him to be sin. So that you and I, I'm going to say it again, and you need to hear this, so that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What you saying, Arthur? You are as righteous as you ever going to get. You've been made righteous. Even though your sins like scarlet, boy, yet he made you righteous. Now, if you don't come to the knowledge of that and partake of that and exercise your authority and power and ability in that, then even though you've been made right and you live and die like mere men and mere women, and even the bigly elements of this world, before I come on this radio broadcast to let you know that I don't care for what you might be going through, boy, God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. That he spoke from the throne of heaven. Hallelujah. 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 It ain't nothing that Adam and Eve did when they disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden that caused us all to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Can't nothing stop God what the king said about you and I. And I always say this, every time I come on this broadcast, you're going to always hear this word here. This is what the king said about you and I. I'm talking about before that was anything, boy, before that was any prophets, any church, any Baptist, any Methodist, any Christians, any Muslims, any Hindus, any whatsoever, man. Before that was anything, boy, in the beginning, boy, God said. And what God said, let's make mankind just like us. Good God Almighty. I just got to say that again, because they got to get past your intellect and get down into your heart. Because if they ever get past your intellect and past your religious spirit, boy, and get down into your very life, your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your will, your emotion, boy, then, boy, it'll relay it to this physical body, and it'll manifest it, boy, on this earth. What, boy? And God said it. Who said that? Did Hezekiah say that? Did Jeremiah say that? Did one of the Old Testament prophets say that? Did Moses say that? Did David say that? Did Abraham say it? No. And God said, what he said, boy, let's make man just like us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What he said again, let's make him just like us. And let them, watch, he say, let us make them, but let them have dominion over all the earth and everything that comes from the earth. Fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. What do you say, boy? Let's make them just like us, with our character, with our nature. And let's make them in our image, that's character and nature. And let's make them in our likeness. Let's make them to live just like us, to function just like us, to operate just like us, to talk just like us, to think just like us, to be just like us. Why, Father? Because I got a purpose for the earth, and I got a purpose for their lives, and for me manifesting them, and for me creating them. What's your purpose, Father? Hallelujah. I want to extend my governing influence here, the Lord. I want to extend men heaven to earth. I ain't trying to get earth to heaven. Hallelujah. You say, I want to extend heaven to earth. And the way I'm going to do this is through my family of sons, through my offspring. some in male bodies, some in female bodies. But we all the sons of God. That word son there in the Bible don't have anything to do with the male gender. That has to do with, man, with offspring, to spring off from, to come from. And let me tell you something, boy. That's why the Bible says we are masterpieces, because we are piece of the master. And that piece of the master that comes from the master, what's that piece of the master that comes from the master? That's you and I. And let me tell you something about that piece that comes from the master. The same ingredients that's in that as in the master, the same ingredients, glory to God, the same ingredients that's in the master is the same ingredients that's in the piece that comes from the master. Glory to God. The same thing. You take a pitcher of water and you pour some water into a cup, the same ingredient that's in that pitcher is the same ingredient that's in that cup. The same thing. What it is, it just spring off from the pitcher. It just spring off from the faucet. But the same ingredient that's in that tap is the same ingredient that's in that glass, that's in that cup. And you don't know that. And the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of that. He don't mind you having church and having your emotions stirred up and worshiping from afar and standing at the gates of Thanksgiving and in the courts of praise and in the sanctuary. That's the holy place, your church service and everything. He don't mind that. As long as you don't know, boy, how to come in behind the veil, all the way past all of that into the presence of the Most High God, boy, where you can commune with him for yourself. Listen, thank God for the corporate experience, but boy, I'm talking about something greater than that. I'm talking about that one-on-one. Lord. Let me tell you something. God always has a word for us. I'm talking about always. He's always talking. And boy, that's why we got to come past the gates and past the courts and past the sanctuary, man, into his presence so that we could hear what he's saying. That's why I say, if you ever hear, boy, what he said, not about what he said, and not what everybody else say about what he said, and not what just Jeremiah say about it. That don't mean don't listen to what everybody say about it. But boy, what the point for them, man, is to get you, man, to let you know that, man, you can come past the gates all the way into the presence and hear his voice for yourself. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that in times past, God spoke to us through the prophets and through the pastors and through the teachers and through the apostles and through the bishops and through the whoever, you know, all those that he had in leadership position. But in this day and time, baby, he wants to speak to us himself, glory to God. He wants to talk to you himself. He wants to commune with you himself. He wants you to know that he always has a word for you. And let me tell you something, it ain't always in the big sun and the lightning and some miraculous thing that happens. In most cases, boy, it's a still, quiet voice. Hallelujah. How he speak to us mostly all that? Not in an audible voice, boy, but in thoughts. That's why he say, boy, in imagination, in ideas. And every good and perfect gift and thought and idea come from him. Lord. And boy, let me tell you something. When he's speaking to your heart, all those things that pertain to life and godliness, then you got to know that you got an enemy, boy, that don't ever want you to come, man, past the gates, past the court, past the sanctuary, into the presence of the Most High God, where you can always get a word from the Lord. And let me tell you something about this. You know, Jesus said this here. He said, my sheep, they hear my voice. What you telling me, Arthur, man? I want to help you more to establish, man, your personal relationship, your personal relationship with your Father in heaven. Like I say, thank God for your corporate relationship, and thank God for the gathering of ourselves together where the body can edify itself, and our church services, and our leaders, and our preachers, and our ministers that administer the word of God. All of us who operate in the fivefold ministry or whatever part of the ministry that it is, you know. But boy, let me tell you something, boy, if we don't understand purpose, we'll miss it to use of it. The whole purpose for the fivefold ministry is, man, to train you up for the work of your ministry. You have a ministry too. You have a purpose too. You have a reason for being here too. Hey, listen, boy, the very fact that you are here is an indication, boy, that God has something that he needed done, man, and he wanted to get it done through you. What's the problem in Arthur? Hey, let me tell you something. We've been worshiping from afar, you know, and we've been, you know, standing at the gates of Thanksgiving and then, man, and in the courts of praise and in the holy place, the church service, and doing our best to make it in so that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, Man, hopefully, man, we'll make it to hell. Hey, listen. Hey, that ain't what God is saying. God is saying, I'm not trying to get you to heaven. Man, I want to get heaven to you. That was my original intent. Remember what he said in Genesis chapter 1? And God said, let us make them just like us and let them have dominion over the earth. Let us have, he said, the heaven, Psalms 115, verse 16 and 7, 15 and 16 said this, the highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he gave to us. To who? His offspring. That's created in his image and likeness. For what purpose, man, Arthur? So that, man, we can try to live the best we can and make it to heaven? No, so that there we can establish heaven here on our territory. For what purpose, Arthur, so that we can answer that prayer that you've been praying all your life? What prayer is that, Arthur? Our Father, that source and sustainer, hallelujah, which art in heaven, that tell you where he is, you know. Then we give him his praise and honor. You know, I ain't saying, man, go past the case of thanksgiving and past the course of praise. I mean, don't go through it. You got to go through that. I'm not, man, saying that that's not it, man. I'm talking about, boy, there's more to it than that. The whole purpose for going through the gates and the courts and the sanctuary, boy, to come into the presence of the Most High God. That's all I'm saying in that. And, boy, what he want, boy. More than anything, you say, let them have dominion. Like I told you earlier, you know, you say, let us create them, but let them have the dominion. Let them reign in the earth. Let them, man, you know, represent me in the earth. Let them, who, that you and I, let them help me establish my governing influence of heaven in their territory called the earth. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we give him hallowed be thy name and praise and worship and everything else. That hallowed be thy name. And then the next thing, say, listen, after hallowed be your name, say, listen, thy kingdom come. What? What kingdom? Thy religion come. No. Did he say thy religion come? No. What he said, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom be. Why? Because when your kingdom, what you mean your kingdom come? Lord, what you doing? Let what you doing, let what your original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives, let that come, Lord. Bring us to the knowledge of that, Lord, what your will is. Let your kingdom come. Why? Because when your kingdom comes, then your will for our lives, when we come to the knowledge of your kingdom, Lord, and what's going on in your kingdom, then your will can be done. What? Your will, Father, not my will. The Bible says in Proverbs, many are the plans in a man's heart, and them plans will be good plans. But it is the purpose of the Lord that will prevail. What do you say to all her? Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Where? On earth. Where, Arthur? On earth. Say it again, man. What you want, God? I want, man, my kingdom to come. What kingdom, boy? The kingdom of heaven, the culture of heaven, the lifestyle of heaven, the attributes of heaven, the laws that govern heaven, all that heaven consists of, man, everything. I want that to be in your territory, the earth, just like it is in my territory, the heaven. How I'm going to get that done? I'm going to create me a royal family. Some offspring to have the same ingredients that I have on the inside of me in them. And then I'm going to go down to the earth, Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to form a body from the earth for them to live in. Let me tell you something, that old body that we live in, ain't you? That's just a house that you in. Hallelujah. But boy, that's something on the inside of you. That's something on the inside of that body, baby. That's the offspring of the Most High God. And when you come to realize, boy, who you really are, it don't matter, man, whether this old body, man, is 5 seconds old or this old body is 100 years old or 90 years old. Or like my mother with that boy on the road there, man, 91 years old, man. It don't matter about that. It don't matter whether it's strong, whether it's feeble. It don't even matter about that, boy. Why? Because we crown with something. Well, we crown with glory and honor. So that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Like I told you, when you come to the knowledge of what God's doing, his kingdom come, you'll realize something. What you realize, boy, that you got everlasting life Glory to God. Say that again, Arthur Boy. When you come, when his kingdom come in your life, and you understand his will for your life here on earth, then, boy, I'm going to tell you something. You'll realize that, boy, you got everlasting life. Let me tell you something, y'all. Well, I found the answer to death. What'd you say, Arthur? I found the answer to death. What's the answer to death? Boy, death, the Bible says death is swallowed up, man, in life. The penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God, that's why I say you got to come past the gates, past the courts, past the sanctuary, into the presence of the Lord, boy. Because in his presence, you're going to get gifts. What's one of them gifts, boy? The penalty for sin is death. That's why it's appointed unto man once to die. That's why I say there's nobody, man. Thank God for it, man, and everything else, boy. I'm talking about, man, that we can live, man, and live and live and live until he calls us home, boy. But there's nobody ain't you. No, Lord. That's just a house that he formed from the dust of the ground and placed you in. You got everlasting life on the inside of you. Not this old body. Oh, it's going to go back to the dust of the ground from which it came, you know. But, hey, that's just your house. If a person's house burned down, man, they don't, and they get out, they don't destroy them. They just destroy their house. What do? They go get them another house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you realize, boy, that this old body ain't you, and this old body don't have no authority, control over you and over me, then, man, it don't matter, man, what you might be going through, boy, in this old physical body. It don't matter, man, what the deal is. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter, because you will know something, what, that you got everlasting life, glory to God. What do you mean everlasting life? You ain't never going to die. Hallelujah. And, boy, when you realize that, boy, damn, you can be renewed like the eagle. You can be revitalized, man. I don't care if you're 80 years old, 70 years old, 90 years old, boy. My Lord. Boy, well, that's it, Arthur. That's past the gates of Thanksgiving. That's past the course of praise. You got to come through the gates of Thanksgiving. You got to come through the course of praise. And you got to come through, man, the sanctuary and everything else. And forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together, but you got to, that's like my pastor over there in Houston, boy, Pastor Liz, said, that's going on and gone. Because that's what the devil did. He didn't preoccupy. He didn't stop us at the holy place. And thinking, man, and got us thinking that, man, we can't come, man, behind the veil. You remember the story in the Bible when Jesus Christ was crucified, man, and when he was crucified, there was the middle wall that separated, man, the holy place from the holies of holies. That wall was torn in two. That's signifying that, boy, let me tell you something, no more separation now. The penalty for sin is paid in full. Now, boy, the tree of life has come back. Man now has access to the tree of life. And you can eat off that tree, baby, and live forever and ever and ever. What's the tree of life, Arthur? What the king say, glory to God. What who say? Thank God for what Moses them said and the laws that they gave us and all those things like that. But I'm talking about, man, before all that, man. I'm talking about what the king said, what his original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our life. And this is what his original intent and plan and destiny for our life was, that, boy, he would extend his governing influence of heaven, from heaven, to a territory that he created called the earth. And on that territory, he would place his offsprings. Who is that? His sons. His and some in male bodies, some in female bodies. Who is that? That's you and I. And he placed us upon this earth for what? So that he could get that done through what? Boy, the culture of hell. Can you imagine this? It being on earth just like it is in heaven. I'm going to say that again. Imagine this. It being in, let me say it in a different way. It not only being on earth as it is in heaven, but before it can be on earth as it is in heaven, it got to be in earth. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done as it is in earth, as it is in heaven. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Listen, before it can get in earth, it got to first get on earth. Let me say that different. Before it can get on the earth and manifested itself on this earth, it got to first get in the earth. What's the earth? That's our bodies. What's in the earth, boy? That offspring of God, that son of God. And when that get in, pass it out into your spirit, Hallelujah. What the king say, then boy, it'll manifest itself, not just in the earth, but on the earth. But before it can be manifested on the earth, it got to be manifested in us first. That's why you got to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why I say, boy, let me tell you something. Jesus say, my sheep hear my voice. And boy, if you could hear what, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you today, then you'll come to the knowledge that you're not the victim. You're the victor. You'll come to the knowledge that you're more than just a member of a church, but you're the citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And that you're more than just a servant of the Lord, but you're an offspring of the Most High God. You're a son and a daughter. Listen, who has more authority in the house? The butler or the maid or the son or the daughter? Who has more authority? What's the butler and the maid? That's the servant. What's the son and the daughter? That's the children. That's the offsprings. Who get the inheritance? The servant, or they might get a little something, but who get the inheritance? The son and the daughter. Hallelujah. Who has more authority? The servants are the son and the daughter. The son and the daughter. You realize that you're more than just a servant of the Lord. The Bible says this in Galatians. We are no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. What do you mean, boy? You got an inheritance. What's my inheritance, boy? All of the kingdom of heaven. You say I'm an heir of God? Yeah, you didn't know that. You didn't know that you have an inheritance. You didn't know that all of the kingdom of heaven, man, is your inheritance. And listen, man, I need you to understand something. When I say all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance, I don't just mean, man, you know, that that's something, man, that's available to you. I'm telling you, man, that's yours. It ain't something that's available to you. That belongs to you. It's yours. It was yours before the foundation of the world. Come you, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, come you who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you when? Before the foundations of the world. You preoccupied in religion and having church and everything else, and you ain't came behind the veil to see what's really going on. That's the whole purpose for everything. That's the whole purpose for the Old Testament and all the stuff that happened in the Old Testament, boy, is the preparation, man, of the coming of the Messiah to redeem our life from that destruction, man. And, boy, I mean, that's the whole purpose for it. The Old Testament, man, is types and shadows, man, how God was dealing with his children after they, man, was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and how he was dealing with them in that way. But, boy, even in dealing with them in that way, it was a means to one end, what? To get them back, man, where they originated from. Where would that are? The presence of the Lord. I told you when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, boy, they got put out of the presence of the Lord. And that door that separates the gates of thanksgiving, the courts of praise, and the sanctuary, all the way to the behind the into the presence of the Lord, that door was closed. The Bible say, man, God put Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. He put over that garden flaming angels with flaming swords. What? Not because he was mad with Adam and Eve and everything else, but to protect the way to the tree of life. Couldn't let Adam and Eve eat off the tree of life in that fallen state that they was in. So he put them out into a wilderness experience, this world that we live in here now. But, boy, we're all with one thing in mind, that, boy, in the fullness of time, he's going to come himself and redeem our life from that destruction that Adam plunged us into, boy, and restore us back to our original place. What was our original place? And God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let's give him dominion over all the earth. That's control and influence and authority, power, master, what? Not over people, but over this territory that he gave us, the earth. Like I told you earlier, the heavens belong to God, the earth he gave to us. But what point was all the boy so that through us, boy, he could make earth a colony of heaven. We've been preoccupied with having church. And boy, hadn't got to the place where the whole purpose of having church is, so that we can learn how to be the church. I'm gonna say that again. We've been preoccupied with just having church and worshiping, man, you know, in the church building and the church service and everything else. And man, listen, at the expense, man, of learning how to be the church. So that when we leave the holy place, Lord, then we can go into the holies of holies. In fact, the prayer for the holy place, man, is a prayer to go into the holies of holies. And then when we come out of the holies of holies, then we go back into our everyday life and everyday influence and be a tremendous blessing and influence for toward our circle of influence. Exercising, boy, whatever our gift and talent might be. Doing what, boy, displaying what, the same character and the same nature as our Father in heaven. How God gonna get all that done as I prepare to get ready to close this? How are you gonna get all that done through his royal family? Through you. Through me. How are you gonna get that done through you and through me? He gonna come dwell with us. But still. Unless the Lord build a house, our labor's in vain. How you gonna come to well with us himself? You say our Father is in heaven. Listen, he gonna come to well with us, man, in the person of his Holy Spirit. That's what happened back in Genesis chapter 3 when Adam and them rebelled against the known will of God. Then, man, they lost that connection. What? They lost the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can't live in unclean temples. So he left. And when he left, then Adam and they had no more connection to heaven. Didn't have that direct communication, man, to heaven so that they could know, man, what heaven is all about and what's really going on, man. And so, therefore, that was cut off. His relationship with the Father was cut off. The Father was no longer on the inside of him no more, boy, but he never left him, and he never forsook him. Hallelujah. But, boy, let me tell you something. In fact, man, I want to read some scripture to you before I close and just close with this here, you know. And listen, thank you, Father. Listen what the Bible say in the book of Psalm, chapter 103. And this is a Psalm of David. Listen to what it says. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What benefits is there? Hallelujah. Who forgives all our iniquities. What one? Who heals all of our disease. Who redeems our lives from destruction. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies our mouth with good things. So that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. They say, listen, I'm going to bless the Lord, and I ain't going to forget his benefits. See, if you're not careful, boy, there's two types of insurance. There's liability, and there's full coverage. Liability protects the other person's interests and their vehicle. But if you have an accident and you just have liability, you know, the insurance will fix the other person's vehicle, but yours will be, you lose yours. But the other person's, it is. But if you have full coverage, then not only the other person's vehicle will be fixed, but yours can be fixed too. Listen, God has provided for us insurance. And the insurance that he has provided for us, hey, some take liability. What that is, some just have liability. But they mean they saved, and they ain't going to a devil's hell. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They love the Lord, but man, they just got liability. So when they die, man, you know they gonna go on and be with the Lord. But all them other benefits and all them other blessings that's available to them, that's in full coverage. That's when you come to the knowledge that you have full coverage. Hallelujah. If you're not careful, man, you just be preoccupied with the liability. But boy, if you come to the knowledge that not only liability is available to us, but full coverage, hallelujah. And when you come to the knowledge of full coverage, And listen, this is a good thing about it, man. Both of the policies is paid in full. You don't have to pay nothing. Jesus paid it all. Listen, that don't give you no right to just do anything. Jesus, what I'm telling you, man, it'll make you come out of sin. It'll get rid of your sin consciousness, hallelujah. It'll give you a righteous consciousness. Well, you want to live right. It ain't give you no license to sin, man. That's a religious word of grace. But the word of God, grace in the kingdom, man, totally different from the grace that you didn't preach, man. Boy, the word of God, grace, man, is what redeemed our life from destruction. I'm talking about, boy, the main destruction that Adam plunged us into. I ain't talking about your dudes and your don'ts and your adultery and your lying and your stealing. I'm talking about, man, what the original did. Rebel against the known will of God. Hallelujah. Boy, his grace, man, is what took care of that. Well, the original problem. And all these other things, man, that we call sin, you know, adultery, stealing, killing, drinking, whatever you might say, drugs and all that, man, that's not sin. That's the results of sin. That's what sin produced. What is sin, Arthur? Sin is to rebel against the known will of God. Adam then rebelled against the known will of God. Adam didn't commit no adultery, didn't get high, didn't drink, do all that. They rebelled against the known will of God. What do you mean? They rebelled against what the king said. The king said, man, let's make them in our image and our dominion and let them have dominion over all the fish of the sea and the bread of the air. And let me tell you something, boy. When the king said that, man, and he planted a garden, he formed a body, like I told you, from the dust of the ground. Then he planted the garden, man, over there, and there he placed them in that garden. What garden, boy? A little carbon copy of him. With the presence of the Lord, all the attributes of him, the characteristics of him, the atmosphere and environment of him. Can you imagine that? That environment, that atmosphere, that's the Garden of Eden. That's the place, that environment and atmosphere that comes from the literal presence of the Most High God. And that's where God placed mankind in that place. What he was doing, Arthur, he had set up, boy, the kingdom of heaven on earth. What he did, Arthur, he set up the kingdom of heaven on earth. What his plan was, to get earth to heaven? No, he couldn't bring heaven to earth. That's why when Jesus Christ came, the Bible say, boy, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and a government shall be upon this shoulder. And of his kingdom, there shall be no end. What he come with? He didn't come with no religion. He come with the ruling authority, the governing of influence of him. He come to bring that back to earth. He come to bring that atmosphere, that environment. He come to bring the Garden of Eden back to the earth. And like I told you, them angels with them flaming swords that were there to protect the way to the tree of life, baby, they gone. They been gone 2,000 years ago, man. There ain't no more angels with flaming swords, man, to keep you out of the presence of the Most High God no more, man. They gone, man. And what it's been replaced with is a door now, glory to God. And the door, man, don't have no key to it, baby. Let me tell you something. It's an open door. That's why Jesus said, I'm not here. I'm the way to it. Listen, my Father's greater than I. I'm just the means to an end. I'm the door, glory to God. The door into what, boy? Listen, I'm going to say it again, boy. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not his benefits. This full coverage here, what? Who forgives all our iniquities. I don't care what you've done, man. I don't care what you're going on. I don't care what family members have done. I don't care who they are, what the deal is, man. When you come to the knowledge of what God is doing, man, let me tell you something, and get in on that, then, boy, we can be an influence and fulfill our purpose and destiny that God has for us on the earth. And what's that, boy? To help every man and every woman to reach our maximum potential and then help every man and every woman that's in our circle of influence to reach their maximum potential as well. We all growing in the kingdom of God, man. Going from glory to glory to glory, becoming who we already are. Who is that, boy? Sons of the Most High God, offsprings of the Most High God, the royal family of the Most High God. And, boy, when that son came 2,000 years ago, boy, with that government on his shoulder, And all the things that we read about that he did, man, on Calvary, and all the things that we saw about him and who he was, the Son of God, and what he did, how he opened blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and healed the sick. He preached the kingdom of heaven to him first, and then he cast out devils and healed the sick and everything else. He just cast out devils and healed the sick. He preached the kingdom of heaven to him. He preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. What's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven? That Garden of Eden? The kingdom of heaven, all that heaven consists of, I come to bring that back to you. And boy, your sins that caused you to be separated from that, I come to bridge that gap. I come, boy, to see that spinal cord has been severed. And when the spinal cord be severed, boy, the body can't even function like it's supposed to function. The head still be functioning, but the body can't function. Why? Because, boy, the signal from the head has been severed. That's the same thing when people get paralyzed. But what happened, man? The spinal cord is injured. And the signal from the brain can't go to the body. And the body can't function, man. Even though the body, the head want to move, but the body can't. Why? Because the spinal cord is severed. It's the same thing, boy. The spinal cord is severed, man. The connection, man, from the brain, man, from the father, from the top down, from what was going on in heaven, was severed. And, boy, the signal couldn't get through no more. And man began to live and die like mere men and mere women. The boy I'm taking for 2,000 years ago and all those things that Jesus Christ did on the cross and everything else, that was, boy, to put that spinal cord back together. Hallelujah. Who would put it, Arthur? So that the signal now, man, can come, man, hallelujah, directly where, man, from the head down through the spinal cord to all the parts of the body so that the body could function like the head wanted to function. And how is the signal going to come through? The death of Jesus Christ died upon the cross, boy, that put the spinal cord back together, if I could use that illustration. Why? So that the signal man, for what purpose? It ain't just put it back together, but so that the signal man can be transmitted once again from the head to the body. Who is the head, man? It's Jesus, the Father. He's the head. Who Jesus is? He's the door. He's the way. He's the means through which God, man, has fixed this thing all up again, man, so that you and I can come past the gates of thanksgiving, come past the courts of praise, come past the church service, man, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. And, boy, when we can get there, let me tell you something. In that place right there, everything is all right. It won't matter what you might be going through, like I said earlier in this broadcast, in this world that we live in here on this earth. Boy, when you can get back into that place, David called it the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Under the protection of the Almighty. Like I told you, some boy, a little 1,000 can fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left hand. It don't matter about death or nothing else. Even death, boy, let me tell you something, boy. The Bible says, I'm with you. Even in death, I'm near. And I ain't just there, man, with you in death. I'm in there with you, man, when that comes. For what purpose, Arthur? So that, man, is appointed, like I said, is appointed unto man wants to die. But after that, the resurrection. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. He didn't leave Jesus' soul in Hades, in the grave. Oh, no. Baby. He got up. Lord. He got up, man. What he got up for, boy? To show you and I, boy, that the same thing that happened, man, in his death is the same thing that's going to happen, man, in our physical death. Well, there ain't no grave going to be able to hold us down, man. Hey, Lord. The body go back to the dust of the ground where it come from, boy, but that offspring, that son of the Most High God that you are, they go back to where it come from. Where it come from? It come, man, from our Father. Which art in heaven. And let me tell you something, it ain't there for eternity. It's just there until, boy, the consummation of this thing is done. And your Bible says in the book of Revelation that, boy, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Who is that, boy? What? The new city of peace, man. Wasn't no more dying. Wasn't no more crying. Wasn't no more sorrow. Wasn't no more grief. Wasn't no more none of this old world system that we have here now. It was just one thing, boy, what? The kingdom of hell, boy. Earth was a colony of hell. You see, I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Who is the holy city? Jeru is city. Shalom is peace. What's Jerusalem? The city of peace. What, boy? I'm talking about, boy. That's why David built Jerusalem. You know, David, out of all the kings that Israel had, David was the only king that subdued all his enemies. Let me tell you something about David. Every battle that David fought, that don't mean he didn't fight some battles, baby. But every battle that David fought, that's why I tell you, it don't matter what you might be going through on this earth. Well, I don't care, boy, in the secret place of the Most High God, just like every battle that David fought, he won. Every battle, that don't mean you ain't going to have some trials and tribulations, man, and you ain't going to have to, man, you know, go through some things. But, boy, I'll come to tell you, man, and let me tell you something, you ain't going in some things. You just going through some things. Going through means you coming out, baby. Now, if you just going in it, then you can dwell in it. But if you're going through me, man, you got to go in before you go through. So you got to go through some things. But, boy, let me tell you something, you can be a good cheer. Hallelujah. Why? Because God's plan and God's purpose and God's destiny for your life, they're going to prevail, boy. Proverbs said this in chapter 19. Many are the plans in a man's heart. You can have all your ways and all, and they can be all good things. You can have your opinion about everything and everything else, man, but it's the purpose of the Lord that's going to prevail. And, boy, the Bible said at the end, when it's consummated, boy, in Revelation chapter 21, that he saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven to earth. And boy, it was on earth just like it is in him. Hallelujah. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man. He was with us. Let me tell you what that's saying. That was saying, God, when it's all said and done, God ain't trying to get you to heaven. God trying to get heaven back to you. And when it's all said and done, they're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. And you and I are going to reign forever and ever and ever in heaven. Watch this here. You and I are going to reign forever and ever and ever in heaven on earth. Not in the heaven where God is, in our territory. They're going to be in our territory just like it is in his territory. That's his original plan and purpose and intent and destiny and desire for our lives. And let me tell you something. It don't matter what we might be going through. All this is just a means to an end. And, boy, let me just say this once again as I close this broadcast. Don't just take the liability where God's interest is protected. And don't just live and die like mere men and mere women. But, boy, get under that full coverage. Like I told you earlier, both the policies are paid in full. Jesus paid it. The blood of the Lamb, man, paid it all. You just know that through religious things, and you celebrate that, and you get emotional about that, and that's enough to get celebrated and to get emotional about, but that's a means to an end. The end is you go on past that, man, go on past the cross and come on back into the kingdom. Listen, that's the door. If we're not careful, we be preoccupied and worshiping at the door. And let me tell you something, it won't go behind the door and get all your inheritance. Jesus is not it. He's the way to it. You can't come no other way now. The only way into what I'm talking about is through his son, Jesus Christ. He's the door. But if you're not careful, you just be preoccupied, man, at the door. And at the door, man, you got liability. You saved. But you're just wandering around in the wilderness when all the time there's a promised land close. That's the secret place of the Most High God. That's the literal presence of the Most High God that's available to us. That's the Garden of Eden that's available to us. That's all of the kingdom of heaven, man, that we lost in Adam has been restored back to us in his son, Jesus Christ. All that's available to us. That's the gospel of the kingdom, boy. That all that's available to us now. That, man, I'm talking about God has already finished the work. That, boy, we just coming to the knowledge of it, man, and going from glory to glory to glory as we ceasing from our works and coming to the knowledge of what God is doing. And getting in on that. What do you mean see from our work? A lot of our works is religious works. What's religious work? All that we do to try to appease deity. Let me tell you something. Our righteousness is like filthy rags. I told you earlier in this broadcast, let me tell you something. Boy, he who knew no sin, God made you righteous. And because he made you righteous, he did that. Your righteousness is like filthy rags. In other words, the best you could do, it still won't get you there, man, because you didn't already miss the mark. But, boy, his righteousness cleansed you up from all unrighteousness. He clothed you with the garment of righteousness. And, boy, if you just at the door, if you just stop at Jesus, then all you got is liability. But if you come behind the door, hallelujah, then behind that door is full coverage, all the joy that you're ever going to need, all the peace that you're ever going to need. all the love that you're ever going to need, all the knowledge and everything that you're ever going to need. You don't even have to take no thought what you're going to eat, how you're going to live, how you're going to make it. The Bible says your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. But if you come on behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we have need of be added unto us. Listen, I got to close this broadcast, you know, and our God wants you to know that, listen, this is not only for us. But if you read on in that scripture right there, it says, listen, it's not only us, but it's for us and all of our children and all of our children's children, that it be passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. And all it needs is just one to stand in that gap and come to the knowledge of our boy, and we can bleed God, boy, for the salvation of our whole family. I don't care what our family might go through. Some of our families are jacked up, man, dysfunctional families, man, going through trials and tribulations and everything else. But, boy, in the kingdom of God, man, you will know that you know that you know that you have a promise from God. And the promise from God is this here, boy, I not only save you, but I save your whole household. Glory to God. I save your children. I save your children's children. Yeah, but my children did this, and my children did that. And, man, my children all jacked up, and my children on drugs, and my children this, and my children just wild, wild, wild. It don't matter. I told you what the king say, go. He say, boy, I save you and your whole house. Yeah, but, man, my son incarcerated and this and that and everything else. I save you and your whole house. So what? They put Peter, James, and John in jail. They arrested Jesus and everything else. I save you and your whole house. Hallelujah. What is that, boy? That's what the king wants to speak to us today. That not only, boy, he wants us to have full coverage, but he wants our whole house to have full coverage. I say it again in closing. Bless the Lord, all my soul. This is your benefit. And this is the full coverage that's behind the door. And the good news is you can come on behind the door and start partaking of it little by little by little. You might not know everything about it, but you can come on behind the door and get all this full coverage. What's the full coverage again? Who forgive all our iniquities, who heal all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord excelleth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, and slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy is he. He will he will and always shall. My glasses falling up on me. Let me get it. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that reverence him. And as far as the east is from the west, has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that hear him. Listen to this. For he knoweth their fame. He knoweth. He remembers that we are just as dust. As for man, let me get to where I can see it. For as for man, his days are as grass, as for the natural man, and the flower of the field, so it flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercies of God is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And he, watch this. And his righteousness unto our children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his thrones in the heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, all you angels that excel it in strength, to do the commandments and hearken unto the voice of God's will. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's full coverage right there. So you remember what he's saying? Yes, you need to read to see that for yourself. He said, boy, and his righteousness, the righteousness that he made us, and his righteousness is unto our children's generation. Glory to God. He told Abraham, I save you and your whole house. He told boy, them man, you sprang.